Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for February 1st, 2007. The headlines are a project between Media Journal Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can find out more on these stories at gatewayva.com. The House of Delegates Rules Committee has unanimously passed a bill that expresses the state's profound regret over its role in the slave trade. The new language substitutes the word apology as a way of preventing the state from admitting to future reparations claims. The original sponsors of the apology bill say they accept the change. The bill is now similar to one passed in 2001 to express profound regret over the eugenics movement. A search for a missing Chesterfield County man has ended with the discovery of his body off Route 15 in Prince Edward County, near Hampton-Sydney College. The man, who was known as Sum, was last seen by his family on January 22nd. Police do not suspect foul play in his disappearance and death. A Campbell County man has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for possessing pictures of children engaged in sexual acts. The News Advance reports 24-year-old Jeffrey Wayne Thompson was caught with more than 250 images on his computer following a raid last March. Charges that he helped to make the pornographic images were dropped after Thompson pled guilty. Congressman Virgil Goode says he will accept an invitation to attend a Muslim gathering, but says it won't be anything new. Goode told reporters he's met with Hindu and Buddhist groups in the past. The occasion is being set up by a group called Faithful America, an organization associated with the National Council of Churches. And finally, a survey of Richmond's homeless community has raised the population estimate to 1,150. The count was organized by a group called Homeward, a nonprofit which coordinates services for the homeless. The director of Homeward's information system told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that there's a chance the population could be even higher. Similar point-in-time surveys have been conducted across the state this week. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for February 1st, 2007. The headlines are produced with the cooperation of WNRN in Charlottesville for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and Media General Newspapers. You can find out more at gatewayva.com. I'm Sean Tubbs, and we'll be back tomorrow with another installment.